you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And I think I've mentioned before on this podcast that all of the people in my office, I believe, are older than me, but most of the people in my office are male. And so the other day, two of my coworkers were talking about hair loss, which got me to thinking about how my sister and I used to tease our mother because she used to use a curling iron every day. And so obviously that damaged her hair and it started thinning in one spot. We're like, oh, you need Rogaine. as you do to parents, of course.
Right, of course.
That's what they're there for, is to be teased with love.
Was it with love?
It was with, I'm your child. And so theoretically, yes, it was with love. She knows I love her. And we've stopped teasing her since. But that got me to thinking about why there is Rogaine for women and then regular Rogaine. And is that just like a thing, like there's men's razors and women's razors, but seriously, what's the difference?
And they charge you more because one's pink,
right? She's like, is there a difference or not? There actually is a difference between the two Rogaines, because there are actually male pattern baldness and female pattern baldness, which I did not know. I had always heard of male pattern baldness, but I thought like it was male pattern and then just regular baldness, if that's a thing.
Okay.
But there is also female pattern baldness. So today we are going to talk about hair loss and the various causes for it and the possible things you can do to fight it. I'll say fight it. You can't necessarily stop it, but to fight it.
Which just makes me think of that infomercial from the 80s. I know you hate the 80s. Shut up. maybe it was the 90s, and then you'll like it better. Oh, okay. Where they had like the spray on hair.
Yes, I saw that. That was it.
That was horrifying.
What 10 things I hate about you is the dads watching the commercial.
Oh, yeah, yes.
So yeah, it's the 90s. So it's allowed.
Okay, so you can, all right.
Yes. So it does turn out that men are actually more likely to lose their hair than women, mostly due to that male pattern baldness. But that in males, male pattern baldness often presents as a receding hairline, while for females, female pattern baldness often presents as thinning of the hair. It's not like I've got this one spot that you can totally, see the moonshine in.
Right.
But it's just, all my hair is kind of thinning all over, which is why you'll often see for older women, thickening shampoo, etc.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Which makes me wonder, does it actually work?
Well, that's a whole nother question. So pattern hair loss by age 50 affects about half of males and a quarter of females, which, again, I didn't even know there was a female pattern baldness, so I'm shocked at that number. Not so much for the guys, because, again, you just constantly hear about guys going bald. I didn't mean that. That's something else, but you hear more about guys going bald than females.
Yeah. Although, if I think about it, I have known several women in my life, whether I actually know them or just tangentially know them, who have thinning hair.
Yes. And so pattern baldness is actually the most common cause of hair loss. And then there is just, it seems theoretically, regular baldness. Although I do like that I saw one that called the male pattern baldness the Hippocrates wreath, even though I tend to think of it as like the Friar John wreath. Because wasn't that how all the friars had? Was that's ring around their
hair? They shaved a tonsure in their hair. Yeah.
Oh, was that the case? I thought they just like actually went bald.
No!
Because of all the studying of the books.
That's hilarious. No, they shaved their heads like that.
Oh, well, that's changing my whole perspective on like Friar John now. But yeah, so male pattern baldness is believed to be due to a combination of both genetics and do you want to try and say this?
Yeah, let me go back to my notes, which I was just there.
You always say things better than I do. I sound terrible when I try and say things more than like three syllables long.
Where am I looking?
Male hormone D something.
I can read, really. I can read, but I can't find this word. Ah, you got it for you. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Dihydrotestosterone.
Sarah, you know, I would have sounded terribly saying that. Fine. Sarah says things so much better than I do.
It's my superpower.
Congratulations.
I really wish I had a cooler superpower.
Yeah. Female pattern baldness, however, the cause is unclear. So for the classic, I love that there's a classic male pattern hair loss thing. Like, we all can see this pattern coming or something. But this tends to start above the temples and the vertex of the scalp and then progresses to leave that wonderful Hippocrates and or Friar John rim, however you call it. Although it doesn't often actually go to full baldness.
Hmm.
If you have male pattern caused baldness, you do generally just end up with that sort of ring, or you'll see some of them where they sort of cut off that first part. So then it's like the whole top of your head is bald, but then you have the sort of U-shaped hair at the back of your head.
Right. And a lot of men nowadays just start shaving their heads when their hairline starts receding.
What is your hair receiving?
I don't know. My brother-in-law has done that for years.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, I can understand that, because it's just sort of like, if you, like with the commercial with the spray-on thing, it lends a sort of like, oh, you can't accept reality sort of frame to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some people really look good bald.
Like, that's true.
And again, that's not something you think of, because you generally have hair for most of your life, unless you, I don't know, joined a nunnery or something. But yeah, I was shocked at that. So there is actually a whole way to grade baldness.
Oh.
Because everyone needs a...
Yeah, that's just what you need. Oh, great. Now I'm going bald and I get a grade.
I am a level 3 bald. Why do we do that? So for men, it is the Hamilton-Norwood scale. And for women, it is the Ludwig scale. And I love both of those names because they just sound like really good wig makers. So I love that they're the names for scales of severity of hair loss.
Is this what, you know, can you imagine if this is what we were known for? It's the Stacey and Sarah scale of male pattern baldness.
I mean, unless that was what we spent 20 years researching.
I suppose.
But if it's like, yeah, if it's one of those things where you get a disease named after you because you're the first person to have it, mm-hmm. then not so much. But I hope that Ludwig and Hamilton Norwood were actual, like, researchers. And I saw the pictures for the Ludwig one, and I'm just like, that doesn't quite look like thinning. That actually looks like balding, but this picture is hand-drawn, and so not very good.
Oh.
So I'm not quite sure, but there are at least 3 levels for women of phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3 level baldness.
Okay.
It was previously actually thought that when you go bald, your hair follicles are actually completely gone in the places where you're going bald. But now researchers think that perhaps they might just merely be dormant.
They're just sleeping.
Right? Like a volcano. the ever-sleeping volcano that might probably never come back.
Right.
But it's still... Which, again, explains that spray commercial, because how else are you spraying things? It has to, like, have at least some of the follicles to catch on, right?
Right. That was the theory behind it,
You were spraying... If you were spraying your scalp, then if you got, like, really sweaty, would it, like, drip off of your forehead?
It still might have. I don't really know, having never experienced it myself.
Well, in looking this up, I found that there are actually tattoos that some people get to look like hair. So it looks like you've just got a really short buzz cut.
Oh.
But it then looks like your actual hair. And I'm like...
That's interesting.
Yeah, but what if you don't always want to have short hair? Like, that's not going to solve that problem.
Then you wear a hat. I don't know.
You'd be one of those people who just, like, always has a hat on and a really long ponytail.
I mean, it's probably a better decision than, you know, tattooing your favorite sports team on the back of your head, and then maybe you regret that decision later.
Because you change sports teams, or because...
Or just because now you've got a giant logo on your head that you can't get rid of.
Although, if you're one of those people who are like, you know what, I'm going bald, let me just shave my head... That could be like a sort of, not consolation prize, but I couldn't do A, so you know what? I'm going to go full out for B. Like, I couldn't have the full head of hair, so you know what? Not only am I going to go shave my head, but I'm going to put something there for you to look at. It's not just going to be skin.
I wonder if there's a name. You know, they call it that when you get your whole arm tattooed, it's a sleeve.
Oh, yeah. The cap, is it maybe? Helmet? A tattoo helmet?
A tattoo helmet.
Which would offer you no protection, probably, whatsoever.
Well, no. And look at us. Off topic.
It's like one of those spiritual tattoos. Yeah. We're always off topic, as we do here. But we are actually going to take a quick break. So stay tuned. You are listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSNC Health and Wellness Podcast, where today we are talking about hair loss. And for the quote-unquote pattern hair loss, the male pattern hair loss especially, but I believe also the female pattern hair loss, though it cannot be stopped, it can be slowed or reversed in its early stages with medication.
Right.
So okay. It's like, you know, often lots of diseases, except not a disease, just a this is in your genes. Congratulations.
Right. But there's so many things in the world that would have us believe that it can be fixed.
Because we all like to have a happy ending.
Right. Or then a magic pill.
And we judge people without hair for some reason. Even though some people look really good. Like both men and women. Really good bald.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think I'd look that good bald. And I do not want to try to, you know, then have to grow out the hair if that tends to be the case, but some people look really good. I'm just like, I'm envious of your ability to look good without hair. How do you do that?
You know, we were joking about tattoos in the previous section, but segment. But I just saw a video the other day of a woman who does henna tattoos for women who are going through chemotherapy. Uh-huh. It is so pretty.
Oh, that actually sounds great. Oh, yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Then it's temporary, so you know you haven't made that lifelong choice,
right? But so, even though you can slow or reverse hair loss, there is no evidence for vitamins, minerals, or other dietary supplements that they can do this. You will most likely, if you choose to do this, need a scientifically named medication that I might force Sarah to say. So there are 3 medications that actually have evidence to support their use in male pattern hair loss. Finasteride, which also goes by the name of Proscare or Propecia. Dutasteride, or Avodart, and Minoxidil, which is Rogaine.
Nicely done.
I know. I'm so proud of myself.
Now, Propecia, women are not allowed to use.
Really?
Yes, unless you are, or Propecia.
Possibly.
I believe it's not, there's something maybe with birth defects or something.
That's very possible.
I could be remembering incorrectly, but.
I did see for a number of them both. Ones that men use and ones that women use, that the other sex is not encouraged to use it because it can have various effects that you are not actually looking for.
Yeah.
So these medications typically work better to prevent further hair loss than to regrow it, but they also tend to work better in combination somewhat.
Okay.
So combinations of finasteride, minoxidil, and ketoconazole, which actually has a gazillion trade names.
Ketoconazole. That's weird.
Stop it, Sarah.
it's only because I have ketoconazole prescribed for something completely different, which is it's interesting.
Yes, that's why I did not list the trade names, because there were like 10 of them, and it is also used for other things that are not hair regrowth.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, let's just go with the chemical name there.
I don't seem to be regrowing hair where I'm using it, so that's good. Or not regrowing, but growing more.
Yes. But so that combination of finasteride, minoxidil, and the one that Sarah said are more effective than using those 3 separately. For women, there is, you say it.
Okay, seriously, I'm looking at the notes and I'm following along, and now I don't see where we are. Hold on, let me scroll up.
You did. You went too far.
Ulexin? Oh, spironolactone? Spironol, yeah, that one I don't know.
It looks to me like it should be the name of like a dragon.
Yeah,
Spiro something, and
flutamide.
See, I would have said flutamide.
Well, that works too.
Whatever it is, the trade name for that is often Ulexin. And of these, I've only heard of Rogaine, like both the chemical name and the trade name.
I've heard of Propecia, but I've never heard of Avodart.
See, I keep thinking I've heard of Propecia because I keep thinking of alopecia.
Oh, yeah. Which is also to do with hair, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm like, I see what you did there, you know, chemical maker, but you're also confusing me. But so of all those chemicals, Rogaine is the only topical product that is FDA approved.
Oh, okay.
Which is would explain why it's the only like brand name one that I know. Because I did not recognize any of those other names except for Rogaine. I'm like, oh, that one. I totally know that one. That one I've got. But so...
So there's nothing FDA approved for women then?
Well, women, I believe the female Rogaine does have minoxidil, but also has other stuff.
Okay.
So it's like more so... It's made to be more effective for women, and also guys probably really shouldn't try it. Though I do wonder, you know... And this is because there is a difference between what causes male pattern baldness and what causes females, even if we don't fully understand what causes females. Therefore, the chemical variations that they need to fight that are different.
Right.
But there is also hair transplants, which you can use.
I have heard of in various levels of both efficacy and mocking. Like there, yes. There are movies that's just not it's not a pretty picture.
There definitely is, though. I think part of that is just the times, and that, you know, because it is an actual like surgical procedure,
right? And I'm sure it's improved since, yes, exactly, the 80s when I remember movies that were mocking it.
I remember, again, not an 80s fan. I'm pretty sure this is in some 90s film where someone also mocks it because it just looks terrible.
Yes.
But yeah, so hair transplantation is a surgical procedure that moves individual hair follicles from one part of the body to the other part, the part that is balding. And I did not know this. Hair on your head evidently sort of grows in clumps of about 4 strands, which then makes it rather useful when you're trying to move those strands, because it's not like every single individual strand, but rather this little clump of follicles, this little clump of follicles, etc.
Interesting. You know, on a related but not on your head. So my dad had to have a skin graft on the palm of his hand, and they took it from the inside of his elbow, and they got deep enough that they took some of the skin follicles or the hair follicles. So he actually occasionally has one little hair that sprouts out of the palm of his hand. So hair transplants do work.
He should say, you know, he's a warlock or something.
Vampire, I've heard. Vampires really? Have hairy palms. I don't know why.
Wouldn't that be a werewolf? But
you'd think.
But yeah, no, so there is actually a way they do that where it's not just the follicles, but it is actually sort of grafts of skin with the hair, and then they move it. But I believe that's fallen out of favor for the individuals, especially because the methods have so improved.
How time-consuming and tedious must it be to move individual hair follicles?
And more importantly, is the person unconscious when they do this? I hope.
I don't know.
Because I don't want to sit there for hours.
Right.
And then they have to make these little tiny incisions to put the follicles in.
Right.
So you're making little cuts. It's like, I especially want to be knocked out for that.
Yeah.
Let me just go to sleep and wake up with a head full of hair.
You probably are, because they wouldn't want you moving.
Right, exactly.
It'd be hard to stay still for that long.
Although I am surprised you are awake when you get eye surgery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised to learn that. But yeah, so there's also another surgery called scalp reduction, which does not actually replace the hair, but reduces the area which has no hair, which I can kind of get it.
So you're like sort of stretching the skin that has hair into the spot that doesn't have hair?
You kind of like the opposite of a facelift, kind of, in that you cut away part of the skin that doesn't have hair and move it so that amount of hairless area is smaller. Hmm. And I think this works better for people who don't have, you know, the Friar John wreath, but have just sort of a receding hairline. Mm-hmm. And then so you don't look like you have such a large forehead. You take away part of that skin, and I don't know if you pull the part with hair or you pull the actual forehead part up, but you reduce the area without hair so that you don't look like you have all this hairless space.
Interesting.
Which, if you're not, you know, to a severe level of hair loss and it doesn't seem like you're going to get there, that might be a good choice, and you don't have to do hours of little hair
movements. Little tiny hair movements.
Although I'm sure that's much harder on your surgeon than anybody else.
Yeah, that's an act of Zen meditation if I...
I mean, you really have, yeah. There is also studies that have suggested that electromagnetic radiation can help stimulate growth for people who suffer from alopecia, which It's interesting because I do remember reading that like laser hair treatment does not work for people who are balding.
Okay.
So it's not clear what exactly, one's radiation and one's laser, but it's not clear why exactly that would be.
One works and one doesn't.
And you're starting to see that now for a number of things where it's like light heals everything, like with acne and wrinkles, and now evidently with alopecia.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Just like, we're just going to throw different variations of waves, and I'm sure my whole science teacher could tell me which waves it is and why, but different waves of whatever at the problem, and it should go away.
Just going to throw it at the problem.
Although, I'm not then suggesting, you know, go stand in front of your microwave. That's not probably going to help you at all.
Probably not, no.
Yes. So, we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, where today we are talking about hair loss. And beyond the somewhat genetically created pattern hair loss, there is also short-term balding.
Oh.
And this can have a number of causes. So some of these are physical stress and or trauma. And I read this and then kept reading the list. So when I was thinking back, there is later also emotional stress. But then when I read it again, I kept reading...
Sorry, I hiccuped.
She did. It was very cute. But as I was reading this, I read physical stress as emotional stress for some reason.
Mm.
So when they were talking about trauma, I was like, emotional? I guess you technically can.
Yes.
But then at some point they mentioned like turning the hair. This also sometimes turns the hair white. And I was like, what? It does? What? And then I was like, oh, physical. Oh, physical. Oh, I don't know why I was on emotional, even though I just saw, but oh, okay.
Although that makes total sense. I mean, how often does a parent say, you're turning my hair gray, you know, because of the emotional stress of whatever your child is doing at that moment?
Yeah, but how often do they say, do you want me to turn this car around? And then did they? Just to challenge parents saying things. Well, some, I'm sure they did.
Didn't your mom leave you in a McDonald's drive-thru?
She did. But that was not for punishment. That was she just forgot me, and that's a whole other.
Yes. Oh, Mom.
So physical stress can push more hair into the shedding phase, which is why you will see a temporary balding. And this often becomes noticeable 3 to 6 months after the trauma. Hmm. So if it was like a very once-in-a-lifetime, and then I, you know, was able to recover from it in a couple of weeks, you might later be like, right. Oh my gosh, why am I going bald?
3 to 6 months later, you're like, what the heck?
They'd be like, that's right. Also, pregnancy, because, you know, I know some women have like wonderful, oh, I'm glowing pregnancies, but I kind of imagine I'd have the, oh, I'm throwing up like multiple times a day, every day, I'm miserable, is the 9 months over sort of pregnancy. So to add to that, balding.
Well, but I've also heard that like your hair texture can change too. Like you might have curly hair before you're pregnant and straight hair after, or vice versa.
Yes.
Pregnancy is weird.
Pregnancy is super weird. But the pregnancy related hair loss is very interesting because it's more often seen actually after you have the baby. So then technically I don't know that you should call it pregnancy as opposed to like, you know, postnatal.
Then you're just tearing your hair out because the baby won't sleep.
Well, no, that's not why it is. It's because, and I loved the article was like, having a baby is, you know, physical trauma. And I was like, I mean, technically you're right, but is that really what you want to say? But yes, having a baby can definitely be difficult on a woman's body. And so you can see it for the same reasons you would see balding from physical trauma. And again, you'd have the, you know, several weeks later actually noticing the effect sort of thing. But that might, by then, you might also still be tearing your hair out because of the baby. So
right.
It might just be like, oh, it goes along with that. It goes along with the newborn. That's how it goes. You can also have short-term baldness from too much vitamin A.
Oh.
Which I knew vitamin A too much was bad just because it's a fat soluble. And so you don't automatically get rid of the excess in your urine.
Right.
But balding, okay. You can also have it from lack of protein. Too much vitamin A and lack of protein.
Now, I think I've heard about the lack of protein.
Yes, because I believe your hair is partly made up of protein, which is why you'll often see, like, you know, protein treatments for hair. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that works is a totally different question. But if your body doesn't get enough protein in your diet, it may then ration protein by shutting down hair growth. And again, this is, you know, several months. I'm very, like, on the one hand, thank you for not balding right in that moment of whatever terrible thing is happening in my life, because that would just be one more thing on top of it.
Right.
But on the other hand, I so imagine that I'd get there several months later and just be like, I don't understand what is happening in my
Why?
Life. Why? Why is this happening? It's like, oh, that thing I totally haven't thought about for a while.
Right. And would I ever think about, oh, you know, one time on a podcast, I heard that 3 months, right. 3 to 6 months later, I mean, I just don't even think I would ever come to that conclusion.
Like a time-delayed balding. We need to talk about time-delayed balding, people.
It sounds like a PSA.
It does.
We need to talk about time-delayed balding.
Yes, but this can also be caused by either switching or going off of birth control pills or menopause. So just all the things going on with a woman's body.
Yep.
Super fun. Thanks for that. Anemia. If you have anemia, can also cause short-term hair loss. Excuse me. Hypothyroidism or underactive thyroid. Because I believe hyperthyroidism actually causes hair growth in places, I think.
Possibly.
Vitamin B deficiency can also cause it.
So get your vitamins, people, but not too much vitamin A. Get your vitamins and your protein, but watch the vitamin A.
Just that fine balance line, very hard to walk. If you have an overactive immune system, or if you have a dramatic weight loss, can cause balding. Though again, with that month delay, and I'm just like, you know... Even if I did have a dramatic weight loss, I don't know that 3 months later, that's going to be what I'm thinking about at all. Like with the balding, it's like I'd be thinking about it and then it would maybe be like, oh, crap. Was my happy weight up here and my body is really telling me otherwise that it's not happy where I am? What does this mean?
Right.
It's like, oh, it's just.
Or trauma. you're so proud because you've worked so hard for the dramatic weight loss and then suddenly your hair falls out.
Right, you're ruining that after effect, picture effect.
Yeah.
Stupid body.
Oh, man.
This can also be caused by polycystic ovary syndrome, antidepressants or blood thinners, overstyling, which was, I believe, my mother's case, which is why we teased her. So, but she's good now. She's better now.
She's put the curling iron down.
Even if she did leave me at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Trichotillomania, just all the scientific words. And this I've actually heard of because I had a friend in college who was like obsessive about twirling her hair.
Oh, yeah.
And we just thought it was, you know, a bad habit. But then she was like, yeah, no, I'm very afraid of losing my hair because, and she didn't have the scientific word, but this condition where you essentially are sort of obsessively pulling it. And not pulling it, like, actually meaning to pull it, but, like, with her, it was just you're constantly twirling it.
Yes.
And that causes it, you know, to come out because you're constantly manhandling it and twisting it and putting strain on it. And
right. Well, and I don't know if it's the same syndrome or a related syndrome where people do compulsively, like, just pull it out.
Oh, there's definitely that, too. But I'm not sure. They might both fall under the same term, but yeah. And I'm just like, wow, just because, especially for her, she had wonderfully beautiful long blonde curls, and I was just like, stop it! And so every time I saw her twirling it, it was just like, stop it!
Right, and it's not something that, you know, they can just, oh, okay, I'll stop. Like, it's,
right.
You
know, it's such an ingrained, she really did not even know she was doing it like 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, that my hand is over there, huh? I did not know that. But this actually often begins before the age of 17.
Mm-hmm.
And is 4 times more common in women than men, which...
So men get male pattern baldness. We just remove our own hair.
And well, unless it has something to do with our reproductive system.
Well, right.
Because there's all of that. Just every aspect of the reproductive system with women. But then also aging for both can cause it, which I understand. And that's why, again, you see... I'm pretty sure like all those thick hair shampoos are aimed at like women above the age of 50.
Well, and you know, most older people that you know do have thinner hair, so.
Yes. But then also anabolic steroids can cause short-term baldness.
Hmm.
Which, again, I know there are, like, non-bad steroids, but you just never hear about them. Right. To the point that, like, the word steroid is just because, oh, it's bad. It's immediately. I'm like, yeah, but you, hospitals use steroids.
Yes. And, yeah, you know, the steroids are good. Prednisone when I have bronchitis, you know. But
right.
I'm just thinking, so you're taking the steroids that you're not supposed to take, and you bulk up nicely, but then you've got the back acne and the balding and everything
and
else.
And all the messing with your hormones and the bald. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, so you're bulked up and bald. I mean, again, for some people that might actually be a really good
look. Some people that, you know, the rock. Does
that so well, but yeah, just if that was not what you were aiming for,
right,
perhaps stay away from them, just saying. So on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.